Blog Talk Radio.
You're gonna come out. Come on. Keep praying for me, folks.
I'm reminded of the rhythm of gospel 2019. When I first sung this song, hallelujah, I was given the name of Miss Neo Soul of Gospel. The rhythm of gospel is coming back again this year. It's been coming back from the month of July, hallelujah, all the way to November. But to God be the glory. I want you guys to know that I am running for Miss Louisiana. So I'm going to need y'all to pray for me. Hallelujah. Representing the state of Louisiana. Anointed on K-Dime Radio. That's right. How y'all doing this out there, folks? How y'all doing this afternoon out there? Got a tongue twister there. I am Ava Coleman of the Gospel Group Perfect Anointed, all the way from Harvey, Louisiana. That's right. My husband, unfortunately, is not able to be here. He's got to go make that money. Let him go. Anyway, to God be the glory for Brother Anthony Coleman. Hallelujah. We are so excited, folks. We got some upcoming stuff. Hallelujah. We got some stuff. We're getting ready to start some new stuff. I've never really done what they would call streaming and all that kind of stuff like that. But we're going to get into some streaming live and all this stuff like that on Facebook because we're home. So we're going to start doing some things in the home until all of this stuff is lifted out. According to what we understand, in the state of Louisiana, it's supposed to be lifted like April 30th. So we got to get on the bandwagon, folks. We got some things. That's hopefully that it'll be lifted up by April 30th. Amen. But anyway, we were in the process of putting some things together. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen. But anyway, I just want to thank God for our new single, our new EP, Cry Out. Doing pretty good. We're on the charts right now, and I thank God for it. Amen. We're on the digital tracker charts as well. Amen. Also, we're on the Nielsen board charts, so we give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. And you know what, folks? Don't ever entertain the enemy because he's such a liar. He is such a liar. He's a deceiver, and the truth is totally not in him. Amen. But it's up to you to not believe the lies in his report. We believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. No matter what the situation or your circumstances may be or what it may seem like. Amen. It's up to you to walk by faith. Amen. And don't worry about what nobody else says. You know the truth, and God knows the truth about you. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something else. And even if you're not being supported in the way that you would desire to be supported by now, just know that God always has somebody with you on their mind. Hallelujah. Somebody always is waiting. God always has a ram, what you call, in the bush. Somebody to discover you. You're just what they call an uncut diamond right now, a diamond in the rough. Hallelujah. And do you know that God has always had somebody that's going to be right there to support you? He has a team of people that he has placed together. Listen, not always the teams that we choose. Hallelujah. But God has a plan. And I know that there's a plan that he's trying to accomplish even with the coronavirus. Come on. Y'all don't hear me today. But even with the coronavirus, that's right, we serve God. We don't serve it. I just said something right there. We serve him, not it. So what we do is serve Satan. Notice, Hallelujah, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. The Bible says that we could drink or eat any deadly thing, and it shall not harm shall not be come upon us. Hallelujah. We got power to tread upon this thing, folks. I know it's hard listening to people dying every day, loved ones, friends, so many in number. It's the truth now. It is a pandemic. But we're not going to panic. Don't panic in the pandemic. I know it's hard. But don't panic in the pandemic. Hallelujah. If you can find a way to praise God, find the good in the situation, in every situation, find the good in it. Hallelujah. Because somebody's going to get a miracle. I felt that way down in my gut. There's a miracle in store behind this. You know that the world is going to see God move. Hallelujah. The world is getting ready to see a great move of God. And ain't nobody mad but the devil, hallelujah. And who cares that he's upset? Amen. Anyway, my name is Ava Coleman, and if you'd like to listen or dial in, please call me at 657-383-1771, or you can try me on my cell, 504-914-1923. Send out a special shout to Mr. Randall Kane, hallelujah, the founder and the overseer of K-Dime Radio. Amen. Thank God for all of the partners with K-Dime Radio and all of the partners that are sowing seed into the ministry. And we thank God for all those persons that want to sow a seed. Listen, if the Lord touches your heart to sow a seed into perfect anointing, please don't let nothing stop you. Please. Please don't. Hallelujah. You can call me at 504-914-1923. I'm trying to remember my Cash App number, but anyway, it's not coming to me right off the bat. But anyway, we're going to need support financially as well. Amen. Because let me tell you something. It can cost to go out of state. Hallelujah. It costs to put money in your car. It costs. All the programs that you go to are not always paid benefits. Amen. But anyway, you'll find yourself coming out your pocket. But be careful in this season. Hallelujah. They got some highway robbers out there in the name of Jesus claiming God and trying their best to rob the saints of God out of their prosperity and out of the money that God has for them to receive. Hallelujah. You know, I have no business driving nowhere and somebody promising you that they're going to give you a certain dollar amount, and when you get there, it's another whole story. So y'all got to be careful, saints. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Be careful. Be careful because it's happening. It is happening. And they're in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. Come on, somebody. But anyway, just overcome that. Pray about them, leave them in the hands of the Lord, and someone else will come along to give you double. I like that word, double. Double portion of the blessing. Double portion in your finances. Double portion in your ministry. Come on, somebody. Anybody looking for double right now? Let me tell you something, why we're going through so much trouble, because double's on its way. Blessings are on the way. It's time for God's people to achieve the things that God says. It's time for God's people to plant, to prosper. Prosper and be in health. Hallelujah. So at that note, I'm going to be praying for the sick. Hallelujah. I do have a prayer line that comes on every Saturday morning. I will be forwarding that information. I've been on this prayer line for a very, very long period of time. The prayer line holds up to 1,000 persons per call. Amen. Also, there was a prayer line that I was on for the last 7 years, amen. But the Lord released me from that prayer line to start my own personal prayer line that comes on every Saturday morning. There are times when I'm coming on for 6, and sometimes I come on at 7 a.m., amen. And sometimes I'm on the phone by myself because a lot of people don't like to get up at that time of morning. on Saturday mornings, but if it's just me and God, it's all right with me. Amen. Just know that you are loved and you are being prayed for. Amen. Some people don't know how they come out of situations. That's because somebody, God places some you on somebody's heart or on somebody's mind. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for your deliverances and pray for my deliverance. Pray that the Lord will grant me the wisdom and the understanding and the knowledge that he has assigned to me in this season. Amen. I just thank God for wisdom of Solomon. Amen. I don't ask for much, but what I do ask, God grants. Amen. But it's up to us. Amen. What he has me in while we're in quarantine, he has me studying his word. Amen. I have been in a place where I had kind of gotten away from for a while. I used to study the word of God so much. I used to grasp it. I used to hunger for it so much, but I kind of got away from it a little bit, and that was due to difficulties and trial and tribulation. You don't even realize that you are sometimes getting away from the things that God has had you in. Amen. The one was the prayer line. That was for sure. Every morning at 4 a.m., we would get up six ladies and myself would get up every morning at 4 o'clock a.m., and we would pray for the nation. Hallelujah. Just pray, pray, pray. When a lot of people are asleep and in la-la land, we would be on the prayer line praying. Amen. But to God be the glory. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, I used to set aside an hour a day, pretty much a day, to read my word. Amen. So I'm thanking God for it, because what it's doing is getting me back in tune to the word of God where I once was. And now I find myself developing, I find myself developing more in the spirit realm. Amen. I find myself growing more. And I tell you what else, too. You know, the word of God says he'll add 15 years to your life. Amen. I find myself being more strengthened. Hallelujah. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. I'm more strengthened. I'm a quiet person. I'm a quiet person. There are times when you have to speak, and there are times when you don't speak. So just know that you're loved. Know that everything is okay. And know that God is still in the blessing business for a perfect anointing. You're going to see some things between now and the end of this year that's going to blow our minds and going to blow your minds. Hallelujah. I know what God's saying. I can hear him so clearly. Amen. But he also knows that there are times, like right now with the pandemic going on, the whole country was locked down. So we didn't have an opportunity to get out there to go anywhere because of the situation that our country's in right now. So I'm asking you guys to be safe. Please, wear your mask. Don't worry about what nobody says. You're protecting yourself, and you're protecting your health. Hallelujah. When it first started, I used to see people walking around with their masks on, never criticizing them, but I just said, Lord, I said, I know that you know, but I don't think it's funny anymore. I see more people wearing them, men and women and children, wearing their masks now. Hallelujah, wearing their gloves now, carrying their sanitizers and all of that type of stuff now. Hallelujah, I know no one expected it to get as bad as it is now. Hallelujah, but this too shall pass. And if we could just hold on just a little while longer, just a little while longer, we're going to see the ending results. And we're going to come out victoriously. Hallelujah. We're going to come out victoriously. But that being said, further ado, hallelujah, let me get some more music on to you. Don't forget to send your music to avacoleman63@gmail.com. Forward me your MP3s as well as your WAV files. I can receive all of that. Again, let me repeat that for you. That's AVACOLEMAN63@gmail.com. I am the voice of Ava Cole, another gospel group, Perfect Anointing, coming at you live right here at KDOM Radio. You're listening to Cry Out. Hey!
The enemy's got plans. Right. No more poverty, no more life for me. Don't get my money back.
about 10 more minutes, folks.
Oh,
Or two persons can do it all by themselves. So You got to get somebody to work with you. Amen. I don't have very much time to be on the air, but I'm so glad that you guys decided to tune in today to Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing with Ava Coleman and with the Gospel Group Perfect Anointing, myself and my husband, Anthony. So I'm going to ask that you guys will continue to pray for us as we pray for you. Be safe, folks. Whatever you do, be safe. Stay prayerful. Be prayerful about every decision that you make, every decision of place where you decide to go or whatever. If you do go, please don't assume that you're exempt, because no one's exempt. Amen. Just use common sense and some wisdom with it. Amen. Just be careful. It's not a time for you to start hanging in the streets and hanging around all these people in the streets and going here and hanging up. And you know, it's just not a time to gather right now. Now, understand that the city is going to, or rather, some states or some cities are going to be opening up their businesses soon, real soon. But a lot of people are very, very leery at heart about that, and so am I. I just don't think that it's the proper time for everybody to start gathering back to the norm at this time, especially with no real remedy of this epidemic and of this virus. You know, there's no one that says anything about it. We see supposedly some type of curve, but it's just not enough for us. It's not enough for me for to be putting people back together when we still have so many people that are still dying. I mean, this is real, folks. People are having to funeralize their loved ones. A lot of them can't even attend the funerals, and a lot of them can't have people to come in contact with their loved ones, can't even see them. Some of them are dying in places, in hospital, in nursing homes, and nobody can even be there for them. So I'm asking you guys to be prayerful about all of this stuff. I don't want to hear any, I don't want to see any more deaths, but I know that it's happening. Amen. So I am just going to be prayerful. I'm looking at something on Facebook right now where these people have the funeral in their front yard. In their front yard. And the people from the funeral are passing by in their cars. In their cars. And there's a large portrait of a gentleman, or rather the gentleman that died, on the lawn with the people. So that this is the new norm. We don't want this to be the new norm for our country. Funerals in your front yard. Come on, somebody. We got to pray. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. Families got to come together. This is such a sad time. This is a sad time. The people are there in front of the house, but they're, of course, distancing themselves away from one another. I see cameramen out there. This is a funeral on the front lawn of the family's home. Oh, we got to lift this family up in prayer. We lift every family up, gang. Please lift them up. Lift them up. We cannot continue to see this as the norm. We got to pray that God will bring much deliverance. Hallelujah. Much deliverance. We need to be delivered. We need to be delivered in more than one way in our country. Amen. So I thank you guys for tuning in today to Let's Talk with Perfect Anointing. I am your host this afternoon, Ava Coleman of the Gospel Group Perfect Anointing, all the way from Harvard, Louisiana. I pray that you guys will tune into the broadcast every Thursday at 5 o'clock PST time. That's 7 o'clock p.m. your time and mine. Until we hear one another again, peace.